This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Dylan, how does it feel to also be joining a team that's really fighting for a playoff spot and a contender, possibly?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's obviously a little change than where I just was, but to go out and play those big games, it's very exciting. It's awesome getting up for those games and to be in this push, so I'm happy and looking forward to it.
Dylan Cousins, his debut with the Ottawa Senators. I did not view that as taking a shot at the Sabres so much as accurately commenting on the standings.
He kind of just read the standings out loud.
I didn't take it that way either. Just an absolute fact. Yeah, that's right. Paul Hamilton joining us. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. All right, Paul, we had the trade deadline on Friday. We talked ahead of it, and now we're back for the first time with you to get your thoughts and break down what the Sabres have done here with the trade of Dylan Cousins and also Dennis Gilbert and a draft pick to add a couple of pieces from Ottawa. The big piece, of course, Josh Norris.
Yeah, and I think it's important for this team to admit and start acting on that, they made a mistake. They committed to the wrong core. It's not working as a core. And they don't have to blow up the whole thing, but some of it has to be changed out. Because it's just not working. And Dylan Cousins may do very well in Ottawa, and somebody else out of the core they trade may do very well somewhere else where maybe it'll work for them. But you have to face facts, and even if it does work for them somewhere else, it wasn't working for them here under a couple of different coaches and a couple of different systems, and this team was still in last place in the conference. And I think it was important for them to finally admit that, all right, we've made a mistake here. This isn't working, and we have to start changing it. Now, if this is the only move, no. Then you haven't admitted anything. I mean, you have to keep going now. I mean, it has to be more. You have to make multiple moves to make this team better. And this is just the start. It can't be the end. This is just the start. And, once you get to the off season, it has to continue.
You know, Paul, one thing about this trade that's, I think, different for any other, sure, hockey trade, like we got into Mittelstadt for Byram was a hockey trade, but Byram didn't have a ton of term. The Sabres have acquired a piece in Josh Norris that is, welcome to town. You're part of the core now. So to me, that kind of move, Cousins out, fine. Identifying this player coming back as instantly part of the core is a very big commitment to make from a GM.
It is, but you've already made a big commitment to one, so it's just one big commitment for another. If, in my opinion, if both are playing at their best, I think Josh Norris is a shade better. I think he's better in both ends of the rink. But, Josh, you're taking a big chance with Norris. He's had two shoulder surgeries. He's only the most games he's played in a season is 66. He could pass that this year. He's been healthy this year. That's, you're taking a chance on a player that has had trouble staying healthy. But in that year that he played 66 games, he scored 35 goals. So when he finally got himself healthy to play, he played well. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens. But it's just that's kind of the way I look at it. I think if they're both at their best, I think Buffalo got a little bit better player. It just can't be Josh Norris and they're done.
Right. It's almost one gamble for another, Paul, where Cousins had looked kind of lost, but he had been on the ice, versus Norris, who, like, Norris really hasn't gone through a two-year period where every time he's out there, it's what is happening with this guy. It's more just he hasn't been out there.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's definitely, you're taking a chance that those things are behind him and he can stay relatively healthy and show what he can do here in Buffalo.
I don't know that Kevin Adams talked about this at all, Paul, but is any part of this for you power play? Like, Norris has triple the power play goals in his career than Cousins does in a lot fewer games, and he's a left shot, so one-timer. Maybe that's not why they did the trade, but certainly the power play needs help, and he should be able to help it more, I think, than what Cousins was.
That was addressed by Lindy Ruff, and yes, power play and penalty kill. He can do both. And Lindy Ruff said he plans on using him on both immediately. I mean, they didn't even do line rushes at the morning skate in Florida. They just basically did power play, and put him out on the power play and did a lot of practicing that way. So he still, honestly, when I saw him in the game, looked a little bit lost on the power play. But as I said, he had spent, 10 minutes with those guys playing, and that was it. So that's the type of player he is, and I don't think he's going to be lost on the power play for long.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Adam's talking about other pieces, Paul, on Friday. Were you interested in how he answered the question on Bo Byram and where that currently stands? Because I don't know, every time I hear, whether it's like you when you talked to Byram earlier in the season or Adams on Friday, not to say he couldn't sign, I'm not ever hearing anything that makes me think like, oh yeah, they're going to get an extension worked out.
Yeah, and with Bo Byram's case, it was when talking to him, I mean, when you talk with the agent, they have to be willing to talk at the time. And, Bo Byram just seemed like that's kind of an off-season thing. We're not going to deal with that right now. We're going to finish the year and then get into – we're going to do business then. So that's kind of the way I took it. And I think Kevin Adams basically said the same thing. It's, we haven't really gotten to that yet. But part of that reason might be because Bo Byram's camp hasn't gotten to it yet. So – that's like, right, we want to do business now. Let's do the business in the off season.
So the plan with Norris going forward is, did Lindy say this, number one center, at least for the time being?
He said he has a chance to be a number one center. Again, he's got to be on the ice.
Right.
To prove that he could be a number one center, he's got to be on the ice consistently. But he did say he's the type of player that he thinks could be a number one center on his team or in the NHL.
And he's been playing. He played with Thompson and Tuck, obviously, on Saturday.
A little, but they had Thompson on the left wing. That's the first time they've done that. That didn't go anywhere. So then they changed it up, so we saw a bunch of different combinations as the game went on.
Should we get into what happened on Saturday? Just nothing went right. They're also, the whole team is like sick again, right,
yeah.
Paul?
Yeah, they are, and I know people say that's an excuse, but the Quinn shouldn't have played, but they were out of players, you know, because their other new guy has visa problems, so he couldn't play. Greenway was worse, so he couldn't play. Kulik was very sick, so he couldn't play. He already called up two guys, one making his Sabre NHL debut, and it was only his 15th NHL game and done. Yeah, I mean, you're playing the Stanley Cup champions, so you're that shorthanded, or you're having guys in the lineup who are that weak. You're probably, and that's what it looked like. They looked blah. That's the way I described it to Brian. I go, it was just blah. You know, there just wasn't a lot of passion, but there wasn't. But, you know, and people say stop making excuses, but I'm just going to say they have flu ripping through the team, and there are some guys in that lineup who just aren't 100% right now because they just have gotten over it or they're just coming down with it. I said flu. I'm sorry. I don't know it's the flu.
Right, right.
They have some sort of sickness going through the team.
Mm-hmm. So what now? The plan, Lindy's plan, like we're just playing out the string and finding out the new core? Is that – the next
it's more about like individuals.
Yeah.
And like
it's more know. Hey, Kevin Adams and Lindy, you have to identify who stays and who goes, I guess. And if you're prepared for bold changes, maybe you do know what those changes are going to be. Maybe you're still open to what it could be, but I don't know, Paul. They're pretty firmly in last, and I feel like that's what we're looking at from here on out.
Yeah, and you know he tinkers with the lineup. I think he wanted to see what Thompson looks like on the left side. I have no problem with that. I mean, yeah, you're not going anywhere. You basically have clinched last place in the East. So now is the time to see, does this work? How about this? Does this work? What does this look like? You know, and I really don't mind that. I don't necessarily think it's time to start bringing up young guys and exposing them to this. Especially since some of the young guys on this team, I think, were rushed up to the team anyway. Maybe for a game or something, like if you have a spot for Hellenius and you can bring him up for a game just so he can see what it's like, that's fine. But I know Luukkonen's struggling. I agree, but why pull Levi up into this? I just would say absolutely not. Let him stay in Rochester and let him take that team as far as he can take it. And I would say that for most of the guys, unless you're out of guys and you have to bring people up. But they brought up Dunn. You know, they didn't bring up Hellenius or whatever. And I was, again, fine with that. With what's going on up here, I don't think it's a healthy situation for young players. I think they've rushed everybody to Kulik. I think Kulik was developed properly. He played over 100 games in the American Hockey League, and it shows in his development as he's come up here. But, you know, I just don't see any point in bringing any of the young guys up here and exposing them to this.
Thank you, Paul. We'll chat tomorrow.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton on the Sabres. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. I mentioned to you that I had a trivia / stat of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to a stat of the day. Powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. So when Mikko Rantanen steps on the ice for the Dallas Stars, because he was traded,
yep,
he will set a new NHL record for most points by a player who played for three teams in one season. Beating who? One more time. Mikko Rantanen steps on the ice. He becomes the NHL record holder for points in a season playing for three teams in one season, right? From Colorado to Carolina to Dallas. He will pass who?
Is it Thomas Vanek?
It is.
Yeah.
That's why I ask you the question. Vanek.
Sabres. Islanders to Montreal?
Correct.
Okay.
70 points. 68 points.
Okay.
Rantanen has 70. Vanek was the record holder for points by a player with three teams in the same season. Rantanen will pass him on that.
Cool.
Good Thomas Vanek shout out.
The deadline lived up. Like, this is the best, most interesting deadline in years. I would say that.
Yeah, like with the
Rantanen trade.
Marchand trade.
Marchand to Florida blew people's minds at the end. I don't know if I hate that that happened or that I love that that happened.
The condition on that pick is if he plays 50% of their playoff games, not how far they go, just if he plays 50%. The Leafs made a trade with a protected first. New rule.
Also, there's a lot of Marner rumors now that he was like, they were talking about him at the deadline.
With the Rantanen trade. Yeah, he was asked to waive his no trade. New rule. If you are in the playoffs and making a trade, you are not allowed to top 10 lottery protect your friend your pick. Not allowed. The Leafs pick is lottery protected.
But for next year.
Not allowed. Good. No, right, next year. Not even next year. If you are in a playoff spot, when you make a trade, the words lottery protected are removed from your
Not eligible.
Not eligible to do it. Lottery protected trades in the NHL have made it the lamest thing on earth. Not allowed anymore. As commissioner, that's my first offside review goes away. Then no more lottery protected trades. Come on.
At all. Not from anybody?
Chin up.
Show some
guts.
Gumption, yeah.
All right, 803-0550. We got a break. We got to check what's going on in the chat because our viewership is way up and the bullpen thinks they have a result. You know, they have a why is that happening? Because the bullpen is blowing up. It's our YouTube chat. We'll check in with them. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.